Here's Masechet Kinim, the third parag, the fifth Mishnah. I absolutely love this Mishnah by reason that it remains for me one of the most surprising fragments of Torah that I've ever been able to think about. Just to recall where we are in the third parak, we're inside of the parak that starts B'med Devorim Amorim, as I've explained before, which is in one of its understandings to say that everyone should have digested everything that comes before in terms of all the halachas to understand what's going on, and all the cases in terms of to understand what's going on here. Much as I also said in the discussion of the first mission of the first parag of one of the meanings of Seder Kinim Kachu. Another aspect of this third parak to remember is they're all cases of the Kohen She'eno Nimlach, of cases where the Kohen somehow did not understand or did not ask and unintentionally use the birds that were given to him, as we see in each of the cases. So this whole parak is Bidi'evid, and for it to be Bidi'evid, these are clearly all cases that occur on Har HaBayit at the base of Migdash. Whereas the cases in the first and second parak can basically happen pretty much anywhere. Okay? All of the examples would seem to be, in this Mishnah, would seem to be simple and straightforward. And therefore, we're going to have a surprise. I had a surprise when I came around to learn this Mishnah. Let's look at it. We have six cases that are brought. Each of them looks pretty simple. We have Chata Shenitar Vabachova. And for purposes here, I'm going to learn Chatas and Ola are a pair of Chatas birds and a pair of Ola birds. There are other Mephorshim who learn this differently, but I'm going to make it easy to understand for the first time through, at least in this Mishnah. Let's say that a Chatas means a pair of Chataces, and later we'll see an Ola means a pair of Olas. So Chatas Shenitar Vaba Ola, which is two Chataces are mixed together with two Chatas Shenitar Vaba Chova, are mixed together with two Chova birds. Okay? And that is, I have two Chatas birds, and they got used as Ola, and two Chova birds got used as Chatas. Ein kosher kaminyan chatas shebachova. There are only as many kosher as the number of chatas birds that were in the chova. That reads just like we had in the first parak, but you see, that really means that one of the chatas birds of the chova, in the worst case, was kosher. Second case that they bring is chova shnayim bechatas. So I have for the way I'm reading it, a pair of chova birds. Which are twice as many as the number of chatas birds. So I have four chova birds and two chatas birds. Worst case is the two chataces got used as ola. So mexakusher, mexapusel, half of these birds, which is one of the chova birds was properly used as an ola, and two of them were properly used as chatas. The other chova bird should have been used as an ola, but it wasn't, so that's half. Okay? Third case is chatas shnayim bechova. I have twice as many chatas birds as I have chova birds, so I have four chatas birds and two chova birds. Okay. Haminyan shebechova kasher. The number of chova birds, not the chova birds per se, but the number of chova birds is the number of kosher birds, because we see one of the chatas birds, when they're used half up and half down, was used as a chatas, and one of the two chova birds was correctly used as a chatas, and that's half the number. Okay. And then it goes through the same thing for ola birds. So, what do I have? A cane, gam cane, also. Ola shenitar vaba chova. Ola's got mixed up with chova. And what happens? The ola's got used as chatas. The chova's got used as ola. So ein kasher e the kaminyan ola shebachova. One of the chova birds would come out to be kosher in this worst case. Third case, the next case rather, is chova shnayim ba'ola. So I have twice as many chova birds as ola birds. Worst case, the olas get used as chatases. So two of the chova birds are good olas, and one of them is a good chatas, but the other one should have been used as a chatas. Mexa kosher, mexa puzzle. Half of them are kosher, and half of them are puzzle. Okay, well, I was with mexa. Okay, and the last case is Ola Shnayim Bechova. I have twice as many Ola birds, four Ola birds, as the number of Chova birds, two Chova birds. Of the two Chova birds, one of them got used correctly as an Ola, the other one should have been a Chatas. Of the Ola birds, three of them got used as Chatas, they're no good, and one of them gets used as the Ola. And Ein Kasher Eda Keminyan Sheba Bechova, which is two birds. Okay, now that's rather bothersome because for the first I don't know how many times I learned this Masechet, I finally said to myself, well, why is this here? I mean, what am I supposed to learn from this? All of these are cases which, if I could reason out the rest of all what was before the Masechet, they're obvious. So do you mean that our Avot will risk their lives to bring me this this thread of ink that gives me this six cases? What am I here to learn? And then I said, well, you know, how far back do I have to go in the Mishnah to find what's the real question here that tells me something that's interesting? And it turns out, after sort of struggling around, that I didn't really have to go back that far. It's the last phrase in the previous Mishnah, "V'hi mitchaleket b'nehem." So, okay, these are the six cases that happened. Now there are two women. There's the woman who brought the chatases and the woman who brought the chova birds, or there's the woman who brought the ola bird and the woman who brought the chova birds, and how do they wind up dividing to go into partnership to fix their and make sure that they've successfully brought their resulting obligation? Back to the Mishnah, when we ask Himit Chaleket Beidehem, what does the Chatas owner have to bring and what does the Chova owner have to bring? First of all, there's a surprise because even though the worst case of two chatases and two chover birds is like that, there's another possible case, which is the worst case for the chova owner, where the chova was all brought above, even though the chatases were good. So to make sure that everybody has fulfilled their obligation, the chatas owner has to bring two chatases, because there's such a worst case. And the chova owner has to bring both a chatas and an ola, because there's a case where she owes an ola and a case where she owes a chatas. Now, surprise, surprise, in this other case, which looks very different, where there's twice as many chova birds as chatas birds, the chatas owner has to bring two chatases, because her chatases might have gotten used as ola. And the chova owner has to bring a chatas and an ola, because there's one case where she failed to bring an ola, and there's another case where she brought the brichatas, and surprises, these two cases, which look very, very different, actually, shehim itchaleket b'neihem, have the same responsibility for going into partnership to fulfill. So, I mean, they could technically go into some kind of a partnership on their chatas birds, but or they could buy a box of four birds and then tell the Kohen, of these four birds, three of them are Chatas and one of them is Ola, and that's okay too. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, you can have boxes which don't have even numbers of Chatas and Olas, which are undesignated, and that's okay. But that's the surprise. And then over here, it's a little bit even weirder, because the Chatas owner has to bring three Chatas, because there's a case where of her four chatases, three of them were brought as ola. And the chova owner has to bring a chatas and an ola, because there's one case of the chova where she fails to bring an ola, and another case where she fails to bring a chatas. And that, what's it doing here? Well, that turns out to be the same case as we're going to see in the last Mishnah of this Masechet. So that's waiting in suspension. Yeah. Okay, and as we mentioned before, the Sefer of a Mishnah always has something unusual, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is this case where there's Olas get mixed up with Chova, which lechatchila seems to look exactly like the cases of Chatas, just a little bit. It's the Ola owners who have to bring these instead of the Chatas owners. However, if you remember going back way to the first and second Mishnah, as well even to the first Mishnah of the first Perek, we have two different kinds of people who might be bringing olas. We have people who are bringing them because it's a neder, which means that they're responsible to replace it, and that's what's going on here. But of course, what happens if it's an adava? See, and if it's an adava, this column disappears, and there's no partnership. So in the case of neder, these are partnerships, and so forth. But in the case of Nadava, sorry, there's no partnership. It's the Chova who has to bring. All of a sudden, all three cases are identical, not just the first two. And that's the strange, strange surprise of the Seifa of this Mishnah. And that's really the peculiarity of this whole Masechet, actually, that every time you try to move forward, you have to schlep along with you the potential to use any of the tools that you've received in any of the previous Mishnahs in the Masechet. Thank you.